One of the most common birds around the Bay Area is also one of the easiest to identify. Their bright orange chest and their charismatic song makes them a delight to have on our lawns as well as in our open spaces. Although they are not threatened or endangered around these parts, they are nonetheless a very interesting Bay bird. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we look at the American Robin. Welcome to Bay Birds. The American Robin is the largest member of the thrush family in North America, a family which also includes bluebirds. Thrushes are famed for their beautiful songs, and the cheerful melody of the American Robin is no exception. If you get up early enough, just about sunrise, you can hear these birds, as well as a plethora of other birds join in the choir for what is known as the Morning Symphony. And after the choir has stopped, it's time for breakfast. American robins are foraging birds. They pick around the ground and trees for insects and fruit, and believe it or not, they even have favorite meals. For breakfast, a juicy earthworm hits the spot, while later in the day, dinner, more often than not, is a sweet piece of fruit, especially in the winter. American robins can be found almost anywhere in the United States, from woodlands to city landscapes. Because they live in such close proximity to people, they can be greatly affected by human activity. As a foraging bird on the lookout for worms, a grassy lawn is the perfect place to find a meal. But when that lawn has regular pesticide applications, these birds can be susceptible to pesticide poisoning. So if you are looking to keep away those pesky critters that ruin your beautiful green lawn, please be sure to look into wildlife-friendly pesticides. While foraging for insects and worms takes up a significant portion of their time during the summer months, another instinct starts to take over and consume more of their time. The summer is breeding time for the American robin, which means it's time for the female to build her nest. She usually finds a perch in the safety of a tree, but they have also been known to build nests in gutters, on top of outdoor light fixtures, as well as on other man-made structures. When she creates her nest, she builds from the inside out. First, she creates a cup-like nest out of dead grass and twigs, using her wing and beak to lay each piece. After the cup-shaped nest is finished, she reinforces it with soft mud to make a sturdy home for herself and her eggs. She adds the finishing touch by lining the inside of the nest with strands of soft grass, which acts somewhat like a soft mattress for her eggs. When it's time to lay her eggs, she will usually produce between 3 and 5 small, light blue eggs. She can lay up to 3 times in a year, but unfortunately, only 40% of all robin nests produce young, and after that, only about 25% will survive from the summer into November. But for those that are fortunate enough to make it through the year, they can live to be 14 years old. If you would like to catch a glimpse of a flock of American robins, head over to the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in the morning and early evening, as they like to hang out in the dense plum thicket near the visitor center. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from radiosausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from the Conservation Corps North Bay and the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.